It's been a while, but I'm excited to share this message today. I'm going to be sharing on liberty found in the true spirit reality. And the Lord will have me share quite a cool encounter that I had, which I believe is just going to launch some of you into such an expanded place of encounter. That's definitely something to look forward to. But first things first, so seatbelts on, let's buckle up. Have you ever been in a confined space? A confined space where the more you become aware of it, it seems that the very air molecules seem to begin to shrink and the walls seem to get that little bit closer. And even if you're not claustrophobic necessarily, just the sheer discomfort of being in this tiny space and the gradual awareness of it, it just becomes a little bit disconcerting. Well, sorry if this is triggering some of you, but it is a jolly place to start. I remember when I was pregnant with our first child, we were in Israel and we ventured down into Hezekiah's tunnel. It was amazing. It goes right down under the city of Jerusalem and you have to wade knee deep in water through these dark passages. The water is really cool and refreshing. And as a bit of an adrenaline junkie, these kind of things have not been a problem for me usually. I can't even count the number of times I've been in various caves and underground passageways all over the world, in Asia and all over. However, at this moment in Jerusalem, down this tunnel, there had been a steady stream of people moving along through it with us. We were all going single file, but it came to a particularly tight passageway and the people in front of us just stopped. And it bottlenecked and I could not see beyond. And it was fairly dark and I felt this pressure on my back and I turned to see a large group of people pushing along behind me. Great, another tour group. Oh dear Lord. That already tiny space suddenly shrunk. And inside my head, suddenly there was these questions shouting, why has everyone stopped? Can everyone behind me please stop pushing? Okay, I can't go anywhere. Those people in front aren't going anywhere. I just have to stand and wait and not think about the air supply or possible reasons why everyone is stopped so far under the ground. Wait a minute, don't think about it. No fire exits, no air supply. Don't think about it, Millie, just chill. Take a deep breath, but not too deep, because remember the air supply. What if we're going to be in here a while? And, you know, the pushing of more people trapping us in into this tiny tunnel. So, I mean, I wasn't panicking, but inside my head, I was really starting to get a bit concerned. Isn't it just amazing how fast your mind can race when waiting for like 5 minutes? Okay, it could have been longer. It could have been like an hour. I mean, in the end, quiet little me barks out like a sergeant major. All right, people, keep it moving. Pregnant lady here, keep it moving, people. Oh dear, I think I surprised everybody with the militant authority in my voice. And thankfully, everyone did start moving and we carried on and it was amazing. So, long story, but I have honestly found physicality and this physical realm in the flesh can be slow and even claustrophobic just like that at times. Now, it's certainly not meant to be. Goodness, no. I mean, Jesus demonstrated utter freedom in all that he did. And of course, his spirit empowers us to live likewise. For where the spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty. As we study the scriptures, we see that this liberty goes hand in hand with authority. Authority in the realms and over darkness. There is an empowering of his spirit to walk out Isaiah 61. Yeshua proclaimed it in the synagogue when he read the scroll. I'm going to read it now, actually. Whew. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So Yeshua rolled up the scroll. He returned it to the attendant. He sat down. He said, "This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He was the fulfillment of that scripture. And then as he had spoken it, he then walked it out. And people were saying, "Wow, isn't this the son of Joseph?" You know, but he walked out in absolute power, absolute authority. And sure enough, he then goes off down to Capernaum. He's casting out evil spirits, and he's walking in that true liberty and freedom and power of the Spirit. You know, when we become bogged down with cares and concerns, trying to do things in our own strength, or when we get caught up in worries which choke, do you know that it cuts off the very air supply of heaven? It limits our movement. It contains us. It keeps us in this confined little space, just like Hezekiah's tunnel, a place that is contrary to the spacious liberty that is our inheritance as spirit-filled sons of the living God, Yahweh. This physical realm is a frame, as in, you know, like a picture frame, to display the beauty of his eternal life, to display his kingdom, to display his promises. But unlike a picture frame that is just hung on the wall, we have the liberty to live and move and interact and have our being in it, to steward and reveal his unlimited abundance, his glory, here in these earthen vessels. Wow. Wow. Now we are to be born of the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit as sons. Listen to these verses on overcoming the world. And by world, that's not referring to the physical realm, but rather the worldly, the carnal inclination, that which slows and hinders and ensnares. I'm reading from 1 John 5, 1 to 12. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father also loves those born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, his instructions, okay? And his commandments are not burdensome, because everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This is how we live by faith, believing in him, right? In the Spirit. Being obedient to his commandments, which are not burdensome, but are in fact the roadmap to life, right? Okay, verse 5. Who then overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testified to this, because the Spirit is the truth. And verse 9, even if we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony that God has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within him. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given about his Son. And this is that testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. The precious blood of Yeshua has paved the way for our redemption and life. Everlasting life, fullness of life. His blood on the mercy seat positions us favorably before our Father, and it is by his precious blood that we have access. So what is the water? The washing of the water of the Word, the living Word. This is what transforms and refines us. He became the pure earthly expression of an invisible God, and it is by his Spirit that we are led and taught, strengthened, and empowered to do the works of Christ. We cannot function in the true liberty of the spirit if we are consumed with earthly and fleshly concerns. And oh, how does the enemy use the very things around us in the physical realm to entice and distract, to bombard and gain access to our souls, that is our mind, our will, and our emotions. If we become entrained and led by these things, then our physical and our soulish desires and wants, then our spirits are not truly governing in freedom. Daily, we need to govern and live from our spirit, which is one, united in his spirit. When we are led by his spirit, then his desires become our desires. We find that we step out in faith to give or do things for him and his people and with him because we want to, because we love him and we know that it will bring him joy. Not because we think we have to or because of some striving religious-driven mindset. Daily governing our flesh and living free from our spirits. Friends, this is how we overcome temptations and trials and setbacks and discouragements, oddities, difficulties. We need to refocus our attention, recenter and recalibrate, and then launch out in the limitless space of his pure spirit. You better believe it, you can do it. And boy, is the air good up here. Pure Ruach, one in him, becoming his breath. Because we are to be as free to live, move, and have our being as much here as we are in the spirit. Whole beings, spirit, soul, and body. Yeshua was wholly whole. And holy, holy. That's why the seraphim were crying, holy, holy, around the throne. He is entirely holy. Holy is who he is. He said, be holy as I am holy. Be set apart. Be united within your very being with him. This means overcoming awkwardness or insecurities or the overcompensating confidence in new settings or among people that you want to impress or fit in with. Be saturated by him, immersed in the word, inflamed by desire for him that he can give you if you ask him. I'll say it again. You can be united within your being in him and be made whole in him so that you can be your true and unique expression on this earth and in the heavens. The more we are living from the spirit, the more natural this is. We see through the spirit's pure dove eyes and not our own fleshly filters or cracked perceptions. This enables us to see people, situations, opportunities, assignments, and to judge not by what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears, but by the pure spirit. We can see and judge these things correctly. Think of us Isaiah 11:11. You know, this is how we are led as sons and learn to govern as sons. These are the higher pathways as we ascend the mountain of the Lord. The mountain of his government, the mountain of meeting, the mountain of face-to-face counsel and instruction, the mountain of his lordship over our lives. Psalm 24 verse 3 says, who may ascend the hill of the Lord but he who has clean hands and a pure heart? Okay, so now on this sweet mountaintop, I'm going to share something that happened. An unexpected rapture that occurred while I was out in the garden, just getting ready for some planting. Unexpectedly, the Spirit launched me into an ecstasy. I was shown the liberty of our spirits in freedom, released like a flock of birds. You know, the fluttering, the sounds, the... And I saw that in this, there is a resetting of his divine order throughout our beings. This sweet ascension. You see, from a place of striving with the flesh leading, to our souls and emotions leading, no amount of positive thinking or brain retraining can replace the sweet and explosive clarity that the Holy Spirit brings. saturating our souls and minds, launching us up and out. The divine reset to our spirit-led lifestyle. The lifestyle of dancing on impossibilities. Yes, the rains of the pure spirit refresh our wintry souls, reviving the weary flesh. I gazed in this encounter in wonderment at the subtle yet sudden ecstasy that I was experiencing in him. I began to reflect how it was just my first day out gardening in the greenhouse and vegetable patch since the winter. My heart was just delighting at having my hands in the rich earth. I had said earlier on, I feel free as a bird when I'm outside with my hands in the dirt. And the Holy Spirit said, it is good to return to words like this, for they are creative in power. And in that remembrance, I was reminded of a word that we'd actually been given back in 2017 about breaking the sound barrier through our worship. And just the recollection of this word triggered a further ecstasy and encounter. And I instantly felt like I was drowning in his goodness. And it got so intense that I could not even continue what I was doing in the greenhouse. I couldn't even read what was on the seed packets. I was just like, I felt the breaking of the sound barrier at the speed I was moving in the spirit through the realms and dimensions. And I had to actually go and sit on my veranda and just yield to the spirit during this sweet trance. And I was astonished that it was actually after having my hands in the dirt that had somehow plugged me into this intense ecstasy. Aha, the connections with the earth. The interesting paradox of plugging into the earthly dirt, that which we came from, it actually launched me into the depths of the divine, the one who molded, shaped, and animated us. And then this intense rushing of the rapid river of eternity gushed through the center of my heart like the rains through a storm drain, just gushing through. There was so much revelation and understanding and mysteries being made known, but yet unspeakable. It was one of these encounters where I just wanted to reenact it somehow, like to be able to put this cinematically, you know, it would just be incredible. Goodness, perhaps one day I would be able to capture enough drone footage and stuff just to be able to redo one of these encounters. It would just be incredible, like a reconstruction. There was the winds blowing, the frequency of the bird song, the wet glistening leaves, the trees bending and praising. I wanted to hit like download, save, you know, save file, like to all that I was experiencing in him, because it was just the wonder, the beauty, the bliss of his spirit and of just soaring with him. And I remember just thinking in my heart, oh, I just want to screenshot this moment. Our mind's thinking like, I'm so used to being on our phones, I'm thinking, I just want to screenshot this moment, Lord. Then the Lord said, what is time but a screenshot of eternity? And he helped me understand time. Time is a gift to enjoy the immensity of eternity, the place where he dwells. So as we live and move and have our being in him, release like a flock of birds in the true liberty of his spirit, I saw us soar. We were soaring, then circling around the head and the face of the Father. I saw us as a crown. We were crowning his head. And herein lies a mystery of the mind of Christ, where we are found through the liberty of the sweet and pure Holy Spirit. So today, friends, I'm speaking liberty right now, liberty to the captives, liberty to every single cell in your entire being. May it resonate and vibrate right now in alignment with the true Holy Spirit of Yahweh. May you be set free in Jesus' name. I'm going to leave it there, friends. May you enjoy soaring with him and the bliss and freedom of his spirit. We thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you that in the Son sets free is free indeed. And I thank you just for chains falling off people even now, Lord. Places where people have been held captive and prisoner, Lord, that they would be broken up now by the power and liberty, authority of your Spirit. You are holy. You are holy, our Heavenly Father, and we glorify and magnify you. King of kings and Lord of lords, you are exalted. You are exalted, O God.